Social Democratic Party leader Magdalena Andersson's now commented on reports that a number of people who've stood as candidates for Sweden's Left Party in upcoming local and regional elections this autumn have expressed support for groups designated as terrorist organisations such as Hamas. Andersson tells the Swedish news agency TT that she takes the news very seriously and that it's important that the Left Party acts swiftly. So far, 21 candidates have been removed from ballot papers, according to newspaper Expressen. TT reports that even after these revelations, Andersson says she won't rule out working with the Left Party in a Social Democrat-led government if the opposition wins the elections in September. Sweden's Christian Democrats and Sweden Democrats want to review the rules that allow so-called political independents to keep their seats in parliament. Under Sweden's current rules, a member of parliament can only be forced to step down if they've committed a crime and are therefore deemed clearly unfit to hold office. However, Linda Lindberg, the Sweden Democrats parliamentary group leader, says she's open to a change where an MP who becomes unaffiliated with any party would also lose their seat in parliament. At the moment, Sweden's parliament has a record number of such independents, 9 in total. New, stricter requirements for Swedish citizenship come into force overnight, without transition rules for those currently waiting for a decision. The new rules say that applicants will in general have to have lived in Sweden for longer and also prove they have knowledge about Sweden and the Swedish language. But Sweden's migration agencies told Radio Sweden that applicants who don't have grades proving their Swedish language knowledge may have their applications paused until new citizenship tests are ready to be taken, some not until next year. You can hear more of that on our homepage. And finally, tomorrow is also Sweden's National Day, and the weather looks like being mixed, with rain along the eastern coast and broken clouds in many other areas. It does look like being quite windy across the whole country as well. Those were Friday's headlines. For more news, go to our homepage or listen to our longer podcast, Radio Sweden Weekly. That's also out now. I'm Chris Boswell. Have a great weekend.